I think that more people need to understand everyone has a standard.
Yeah.
One of the things that we did when we were dating is we put our cards on the table and we just said, we're going to talk about some things.
Hey guys, welcome to Remarried Love, the best new relationship podcast for everyday men and women who desire to be married again.
We're your hosts, Dee
and Aki,
and we're going to have candid conversations about the journey to a healthy remarriage.
We're so glad you're here. A lot of times I'll hear women say, I make this, I do that, and I'm this and I'm that. And if I'm with this guy who's not on my level, then I'm lowering my standards.
Well, if you refuse to compromise, if you refuse to change, mm-hmm. if you refuse to be open to the person you say you want to be with, then that is going to cause unmet expectations on your life, on your behalf.
Well, you know, I think that they don't even give people a chance. Mm. You know, once...
Well, so they miss out on a great opportunity yes. to meet a nice person.
Right.
To be with a nice
person.
And
even if it doesn't work out to that extent, mm-hmm. you can still meet and engage and talk to people who are different than you.
Yeah.
You know, if you've achieved a certain status in your career or in your business or whatever that most people don't like, you are the top 1% of whatever you are, mm-hmm. or you've done really well. It's probably going to be hard to find someone exactly like that.
It usually is, because you're more than likely an overachiever.
And if you meet another overachiever.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
Well, it's not a lot of time that you can get to meet with each other. Mm-hmm. Overachievers and people doing a lot of, you know, handling the things that they do. It's a lot going on.
Well, usually opposites attract anyway. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying that the opposite is you're way up here and you're going to meet someone way down, you know, at the bottom. That's not what I mean by opposites attract. But what I mean is that you're going to meet someone whose personality is not necessarily as high strung as yours.
Or financial status.
But you guys will be able to have a lot of other qualities that are similar. You're not going to be 100%, you know, opposites. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes people think that they're going to be 100% opposite if they don't find somebody who's just like them or who's perfect for them.
Yeah. And I also think that the standards that people set for other people, like one way you can tell if your standards may be a little delusional is if you don't meet the standards that you want other people to meet, that's one. But if you say, hey, I just want somebody equal like me, and then you have to look around at your circle, your friends, everyone. Mm-hmm. If there's no one in your circle that can meet your standard, like you can even date your best friend.
Yeah.
Then you have to ask yourself, is this
way of thinking a good way of thinking?
Yeah. Or the people who are around me that are having fun with me. Do they meet the standard that I think a person should have that would be with me? Did I say that right? Let me see. Like, if you don't know any millionaire, let's say in a financial way, right?
Yeah.
If you don't know any millionaire, but one of your standards is that he has to be a millionaire, that may be a little bit
delusional.
Because no one in your circle is that. None of your friends are like that. And some ladies will say, well, that's what I want to manifest. That's where I'm going to go. But that's something in the future. If you're dating right now, today,
yes,
and you want someone at your level, you have to look at everyone around you. If you meet a guy or a girl who is way above your level and you want them to come down to your level, I want you to be on my time schedule. I want you to be at my level of funness. I want you to talk like me. I want you to be on my schedule of what I'm doing. That's going to be hard. They're not going to come down to your level either. I say that to say the people who want this higher level person, they're not going to want to lower their standard either.
I think that more people need to understand that everyone has a standard.
Yeah.
And you have to be with the person who is going to be the right mate for you. And that may not be what you think you want, but who actually has the things that you actually need.
Yeah.
Because people don't want someone on their level. Most guys, they don't want the woman who is around them, the average looking woman. They want this 1% woman. A lot of women want a 1% man. Everyone's looking for this 1% person.
Well, you know what I thought you were going to say for men?
What's that?
I thought you were going to say if a man is like a manager, he doesn't want another manager.
No.
He doesn't want his level. And I thought you were going to say guys, you know, may want somebody under their level, whatever these levels are, but maybe they want somebody under their level as opposed to someone over their level.
Well, most men do because they want to feel appreciated. They want to feel like they can bring something into that person's life. Mm-hmm. So if they are with someone who's a vice president and they are just a manager,
yeah,
then they don't feel that they can contribute to that woman's life at the level that they would like to do.
Yeah. Financially.
So, financially. Yeah.
And I have, I know someone, Cherry, mm-hmm. and she makes a lot more than her husband. But what she feels like he brings to her life is a father figure, a man.
Mm-hmm.
That's one. Well, she has expressed that he brings security in. And when I say security, not necessarily financial security, but like emotional security. He brings security of their home.
Yeah.
And her possessions as well. You know, she doesn't want to live in a nice house with nice things with no protection. Unprotected, but that is something she likes. She also likes his way of thinking about life and how they spend life together, because in her mind, she's not always going to have that position at the job.
Yes. It's funny that you said that, because sometimes you have to put things in perspective.
Right.
And perspective may be, what else does this person bring to my life or bring to the table, my mm-hmm. table? Yeah. It's not just the table, but it's bringing it to my specific
right,
table.
Right.
You know, what am I looking for at my table? What do I want to eat?
Mm-hmm.
And is this person bringing something that is going to benefit me and us?
Mm-hmm.
Because the truth is, it becomes us, not just me or I. You know, it's we. Us, ours.
I think that's good to say. How can you manage your expectations if you feel like, well, I don't want to lower them and I don't want to do this and I don't want to do that? Mm-hmm. If you find a partner, you can look at it as, what can the we standard be? Because if it's a we, you're in there too. So
yes.
Your level and your expertise and your experience is there. And then the other person's level of whatever it is there. And you become this like we.
And the great thing about it is that you have a big part of making that happen.
Yeah.
You both do. You get to build it together.
I think my message would be, you can't lower your standard if you're in the standard too.
Yeah. How can it be lower
if
you both are building it together?
Yeah.
It's we. It's ours. And it's not just my or theirs.
Yeah.
Because you want to be with someone. And this is where the communication comes mm-hmm. into play. You will communicate with that person your deepest desires, your deepest love, mm-hmm. your deepest wants, your deepest everything. And you both become ours.
I think once you're divorced and you're dating for remarriage, you're going to have to become a better communicator.
Yes.
Across the board.
Definitely.
Across the board of everything.
Learn from your experiences. Learn from the past.
Yes. This goes for men or women.
Mm-hmm.
However you used to talk and communicate, you're going to have to be better.
Better.
Better, yes. Softer for the women. And when I say softer, I mean you don't have to yell.
Yes.
Your feelings to men.
You don't have to. Men don't like being yelled at.
Yeah, you don't have to yell your feelings.
I mean, we're right next to each other. You don't have to yell at me.
Yeah. We have to get better control of that. And it's kind of like a catch-22, because usually after divorce, your feelings are even more
intense
yeah. and
bottled up.
Yeah. And then
I know all the adjectives.
Yeah. And then now that's the time that you're supposed to be kinder and
gentler,
because this person doesn't know you yet. This True. Person, you don't have any history with that person, and you can unleash a fury on somebody who
didn't deserve it.
No.
It's like when we were dating and I told you, I said, I'm not going to pay the price for your ex.
Right.
I'm not going to pay that price.
I know that you had to like check me a couple times.
Yeah. I mean,
and when I say check, I don't want people to get like,
it's not offensive. I mean, the thing is, I had to, it's more like remind you.
You brought it to my awareness,
to your attention. Yeah. I just want you to be aware of the fact that I'm not going to pay his price.
And you were like, you know that you're on 8.
Yeah.
Going to 10. And sometimes you would say, Aki, do you know you're yelling? Or you would ask me, what do you think your energy level is right now?
Yeah. Because I'm more of a low-key person.
Right.
You know, I'm a relaxed kind of guy. And so there are a lot of men who are just kind of low-key, relaxed. Yes. They're kind of easygoing. Mm-hmm. And they don't need high-strung, being yelled at, all of this drama.
Yeah.
They don't really care for that kind of stuff.
And it's weird because, you know, I was living with my dad and he's high-strung, but he wasn't married.
No.
He was like a single guy.
He's a great guy. But
yeah. At the time, it was like I was living with an older single man.
That is true.
Who is high-strung.
High-strung.
And now I am high-strung.
And then you find this
guy. And that was a lot for you.
Yeah. You find this guy who is low-strung. And, you know, you come together with him. But it brings a balance. It brings peace in our home.
It does. And I mean, we both wanted that. Mm-hmm. And we both were willing to, I like to say, tailor make ourselves change. It's changing, evolving, growing, whatever word you want to use.
I'm glad you said changing, because in this journey, mm-hmm. you have to change.
You do.
Some people believe that, oh, they should love me for me, or they should like me for me, or I am how I am.
Yes.
And it's like, if you have a new relationship, you will have to change.
Yeah.
There is no doubt about it.
And your expectations mm-hmm. may have to change.
So let's talk about expectations of yourself.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, I had to learn a lot of things, you know, when it came to relationships. When I was married before, I had to learn how to be a better person, a better man, a better husband, mm-hmm. you know, after I went through my divorce, because I had expectations of my previous relationships, mm-hmm. but I had to learn that relationship had an expectation of me.
Yeah.
And I didn't meet it.
That's so good. There was a lot of expectations going on.
Yeah. You know, when you find that there's an expectation that's put on you and right. you didn't meet it, it's like, what are you going to do next?
Because some people dismiss it.
Yeah.
Some people dismiss that they had an expectation on them that they missed.
And they may play the victim, or they may say, well, it's no big deal.
Well, they could say, like, I had the kids.
Yeah.
So if you wanted me to still look good from here down, I knew that you liked that, but I had kids.
Yeah. You can say anything, but you have to take responsibility for your own.
Not meeting an expectation.
Not meeting an expectation. And that's something that I chose to do after I got divorced. Mm-hmm. I actually wrote things down. And this could be a tip for some people. Mm-hmm. Actually, I wrote down the things that happened in my relationship, the things that person said, whether I agreed with it or not. Mm-hmm. And I took a look at it and said, I'm going to make changes in myself, mm-hmm. not based on just what that person said, but because I know that I'm going to go into another relationship. Mm-hmm. So I want to be the best me that I could be.
I want to know what you're expecting of me. I want to know if I can meet those expectations.
And I think that it's interesting if someone you want to be with cannot talk to you and answer all of your questions. That's a red flag. You have to look at that and say, wait a minute, I want to be with this person, but they're not talking mm-hmm. in detail with me about some serious stuff that will affect us in our future.
I think also you need to write down all your expectations.
Yes.
And then put where you stand yourself with the expectation that you put on somebody. You know, I had to sit down and look at the expectation of a wife. Mm-hmm. Again.
Yeah.
Especially in the area of kind of handling the home, bringing peace. I had to relearn or study again some of the things that may be expected of me. Like simple things. My husband will probably want a meal every day.
Yeah.
You know, I want a meal every day. Why wouldn't he want a meal every day? So now I'm going to decide, how am I going to do that? I already cooked and did things like that, right? But at the time we met, like I was getting into my vegan phase. And you were like, yeah, I'm going to need some meat.
Yeah, I'm a carnivore. I'm not going to be a rabbit.
So now I have to decide, because I moved into these different things, but I want to be a wife to someone who eats differently than me.
So we had to communicate that.
We had to communicate that expectation. Now, what I feel like I'm lowering my standard, cooking standard.
Well, you did, because I actually did try the vegan stuff. I did.
You did, but either way, how do you feel about a person being so different than you?
Yeah.
You know, and then after you get a divorce, one good self analysis or whatever, just reflection, is to think about some of the expectations that people may have of you.
That's only if you know them. Some people don't know that people are having expectations of them, just like they are having expectations of other people.
Well, I guess I'll say this. That's good that we're talking about it, because mm-hmm. when we were dating, or not just each other, when we were trying to date.
Before we met each other?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When we were trying to date for marriage, mm-hmm. we were talking to remarried people that would talk to us instead of people who are dating. Because the dating field, at least in it, for me, I think it was that way for you, was totally different than the expectations of people who wanted to date for marriage.
Oh, definitely. You know, one of the things I've learned is that when you're dating someone who has never been married or divorced before, mm-hmm. sometimes they refuse to compromise. And what I say by that is that's the standard. That's when they say, I'm not going to lower my standard, because they feel like I don't have to lower my standard. I'm the cream of the crop, and I feel like I'm the cream of the crop. Mm-hmm. And so they have to understand that there are expectations of them that come even when they are trying to date to marry for the first time. Mm-hmm. And you have to meet somebody else's standard as well.
The misunderstanding maybe is that I'm the cream of the crop, but I don't know how to be the cream of the crop for you.
Yeah. And that's
I'm like a general cream of the crop.
Wow. That's powerful. Because you don't, when you're wanting to have a successful relationship, you have to be specific.
Yes.
You have to be tailor-made. You can't be general.
I think that's what I learned in the first marriage that I didn't realize as much. I could not be this general
wife
idea, yeah, of a wife.
Yeah.
I couldn't be the wife that my grandmother was.
No.
I couldn't be the wife that anybody I knew was, because...
Or your mother.
Because they were wives to their husband.
Yes.
And I didn't know how important it was to allow myself to be compatible with someone I loved.
Well, I think that as a man, men need to understand that as well, that you can't be a general man and say, I'm a dude, we're like this, and this is what I do, I'm a man. No, you have to be a man to this woman, and this woman
right.
who is going to love and respect you and honor you, and she's going to know that she can trust you, she mm-hmm. can rely on you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she has your back, and she knows that you have her back.
It's important for men to know their women.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Very specifically. That would be...
Wise?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because everything was different. The expectation of everything, even that.
Yeah.
Is different.
We call it medicine.
Yeah. When it was time for medicine.
Yeah.
To fill the prescription.
Yeah. So. When you want to fill the prescription, then, you know, you have to know that you're...
You have to know the expectations of
yeah.
how often.
Yeah. How often you have to take this medicine. We're using the word medicine as a word for something else. And I'm sure you know what that is.
So that's an expectation. I think women just think, oh, all men want it. All men want it all the time.
They want this medicine.
They want the medicine all the time.
Yeah.
And that.
And they have the same medicine that everybody else has.
They get the same generic aspirin or they get whatever. And that's not true. There's a lot of there's a lot of different medicine out there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different.
And you have to know how to fill your particular mate's prescription. You have to know how to fill that.
You do. You know? And it's going to be different. And it may be different than yours. Your expectation. Yeah. It just will be different. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be like anyone ever that you've ever met before. I think that you have to look at your partner, your potential person, as someone that has never been introduced to you before.
Well, that's how it is. And I think that with this relationship, the thing I love about our relationship is we are going at it as two people who realize that, wow, we've never had this before. Mm-hmm. And we are looking for something that is great, that is this new. And it's like, we're going to do things differently. We're going to act differently. We're going to talk to each other differently.
Yeah. And I think that you have to be with a person, choose a person when you're dating people. You want a person that understands about expectations. Mm-hmm. And what happens to them. And that could be a good question to ask someone. How do you deal with unmet expectations?
No, I would think, I would actually ask this question. How would you deal if I did not meet your expectations in XYZ?
Yes.
That is more specific. And I think that's what people need to do more when they're dating for marriage. Mm-hmm. They need to be specific in their questioning, in their conversation, in their understanding, in their wanting to be understood.
Yeah, I think people are getting their feelings hurt unnecessarily. They're getting offended unnecessarily. Mm-hmm. They're getting, I don't know, they're like getting depleted because there's so many unmet expectations happening. I think even when you want to date and you want to be married and you're not, that's like an expectation you have of yourself and mm-hmm. you're not meeting it.
Sometimes you have to take that look at yourself and say to yourself, you know what? Am I doing what's needed to be the type of person that somebody else wants to be with?
Yeah.
You know, and you have to deal with the truth. The reality is sometimes you do have to change. You have to make those changes.
Yes. What do you think some of the unmet expectations for men are? And I know that you don't know all the men, but we're just saying generally, what do you think some of the unmet expectations are?
That they're not feeling.
Yeah. That they're
not getting.
Yes.
Their needs are not getting.
Yes.
Or they're not.
Medicine. Is that number one?
Medicine is always number one. Okay. For men. You know,
medicine, they're not getting enough medicine.
Some men are not getting enough medicine.
And they're getting.
Any medicine, actually.
Okay.
So.
That's an expectation.
Yeah,
that's like, yeah.
Well, you need to talk about that.
What do you think is another one?
Another one is that respect. Here's one thing that I talked about with you, which is when we're out in public, let's talk about personal or private things at home. And not, you know, we don't yell at each other in public. We don't mm-hmm. talk to each other in, you know, using
specific words. We yell at each other in private.
Yeah. In private, not public.
Well, yeah. I'll say this. You're very discreet.
Yeah.
And it's not it's not sneaky.
No.
It's discreet. It's like, look, I want to share things and I want to talk about things. I don't want to do it all the time with an audience. You know, you would never expose me. You're not that type of person.
No.
And so I'm a very, if there's something wrong, let's talk about it now. Let's nip it in the bud. And we had to compromise on both sides on how we address an issue that may come up that is in public.
I mean, I think that when we talk about it beforehand, mm-hmm. that helps when the time comes, you know,
yeah.
to deal with the situation.
But if it comes up and it's something that, like, you know, kind of an emergency situation, I think we've both learned how to handle each other with that, which people need to be able to be willing to do. You mentioned mutual respect. That is something that is so important, is so crucial, and I think is missing in dating and dating for remarriage.
Yeah.
Just respecting each other.
Respecting each other. I think men need to respect women and women need to respect men. And that can help getting men and women together. And
which is what we want.
Yeah, we want men and women to date. We want men and women to marry. We want men and women to be happy, happily married, because mm-hmm. we're all about having successful marriages.
And healthy relationships, whether it ends in marriage or not. It's nice to have a partner mm-hmm. who is my best friend.
Yeah.
That is nice to have. Like, I don't have to wonder. I don't have to search. I don't have to second guess. Like, in this earth, in this lifetime, in, you know, all of the things that are happening in the world, I have a best friend.
Yeah.
Like, I want everyone to feel that way.
I do, too. I mean, I think that if you have that for the people who want it, it is a great feeling to be able to have that, and you don't have to look anywhere else. Now you can focus on other things that you both want to do together.
It's not that you're settling, but you do have to understand, like, people aren't perfect. What is it that this person can do that would still make them acceptable
or valuable to me?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of things that people bring to your personal table when you open and listen and just have great conversations with them.
Right. My friend Cherry, she thinks that a man should come in and already know everything about her, everything about women, everything about running a household, everything about everything.
Yeah. How she's thinking, how she's feeling.
And if he doesn't, he's not like a man or something. And it's like, that seems a little harsh, because you are already saying that you don't know everything about him.
I enjoyed dating when I was dating mm-hmm. because I got to learn some things about myself and other people.
Mm-hmm. You have to think about what you're expecting this person to do and what that has to mean for everything in their life and everything around you. Everything would have to go
as planned. And usually life is not like that.
No, like, there could be no recession. There has to be no drama with other people. There has to be no death in the family.
Yeah.
There has to be no financial anything. There could be no accidents, no disruption of anything. How would you do that? I feel like I might have put you on a pedestal and I had to manage that. You know, because when you put people on pedestals, you can set them up for disappointing you when they're not even trying. Mm-hmm. It can be awkward.
Yeah.
So I kind of had to manage my expectations with you for myself, because I didn't want to always feel certain type of ways that you didn't even know. You know, I already was dealing with triggers.
Yeah.
That I was having. So I'm being triggered over here, and then I have this expectation over here, and then I'm putting you over here. I think that was a big deal for me with expectations.
I think that having a trigger and having an expectation brings a bigger gap into your relationship. I never thought about it until you just said that.
Yeah.
Like, well, you have a trigger that brings you way over here, mm-hmm. and then you have an expectation that's way over here, and the gap is the reality.
Of what happened?
The reality of what you want and what happened. You have to learn how to deal with the truth.
One of the things you can do to manage your expectations is to kind of make a list of what expectations do you really have of someone that you want to bring in your life. And then when you look at them, or which one of them are you willing to meet as well?
And then you can just take them, make a list, and break them down into wants and needs.
Yes.
So you know what you want and you know what you need.
Yes.
And there is a difference between what you want and what you need.
Definitely. I want a lot of things.
Yeah. And it's like, what do you need? That's what I was saying, that you just have to know that there is a difference between wants and needs, so that you can better communicate your expectations to someone else.
Really? Did I really lower my standards by saying, you know, I wanted a pony and I didn't get it? Is that really lowering my standard?
No.
And is it like, I want someone who is loyal and trustworthy, and they are that.
And that may be more of a need, because mm-hmm. you may want it, but it's actually a need.
It's a need for a healthy relationship.
Yeah.
You know, expectations shouldn't be the things that block the relationship. Because an uncommunicated expectation,
that brings trouble. That's a recipe for disaster in a relationship.
Yeah. If you're uncomfortable talking about something, especially like medicine, then get someone to help you so that you're not building up tension or resentment or unfulfillment. Because sometimes it's not like something against the other person in the sense of that person is doing something to you or trying to give you bad energy or something. They just don't even know. Yeah. And maybe you're afraid to tell them.
Well, we have to know that relationships are stronger when you communicate your expectations.
Yes. So you can weigh in on this topic here on the podcast and YouTube. We'd love to hear your thoughts. And of course, you can join us on social media at Remarried Love.
And remember, you are valued and appreciated no matter what you've gone through. And we want you to know that we are with you along the way.